Like many villages across the country, Shuangdixia has seen most of the younger generation up sticks. 30 years ago, just 1 in 5 people lived in urban areas. Now, half of the country's population are city dwellers. It's been the biggest migration in history. Beijing is now home to 20 million. It sprawls for over 10 times the size of London, with densely packed suburbs. I'm meeting up with my friend and food writer, Hong Ying, a country girl who now lives in the chic district of Chaoyang Park. This is her local market, where we're shopping for dinner.
The variety,
yes,
I find astonishing. This is from America.
America, Boston. This is Canada.
It's an interesting mix of Western imports.
Yes.
Oh, look what they have here.
Oh, yes.
Brussels sprouts.
And Chinese favorites, eels, pig trotters, and cow's hooves.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, this is a flour. Yes, flour. Very, very delicious.
Oh, it's called cucumber flour. I've never even seen it.
Yes.
I'm thinking about these chicken wings.
Yeah, I like chicken very much.
Hong Ying's life has changed dramatically since her childhood during the Cultural Revolution. In the countryside, there were severe food shortages and families were rationed.
When you were growing up, it was very hard to get meat. How old were you before you taste your first chicken?
Maybe near 12.
12? Wow.
Yeah. Every morning when the sky is still very dark, we have to choose the non-cube.
Yeah.
We don't have enough
food.
So many people died from hungry.
The Great Famine in the late 50s and early 60s took the lives of an estimated 30 million when Chairman Mao's agricultural reforms failed. In Sichuan, where Hong Ying lived, 1 in 7 died.